Gracious Father in heaven, thank you once again for another blessed day, another blessed year. Allow me to be a part of today. I just want to share my devotional entitled Laughing at the Impossible, because we all seem like sometimes things are impossible, but all things are possible with God, even when they look impossible with us. But as it's coming from Genesis 18:1-15, it says Sarah was approaching at age 90 when she overheard a mysterious visitor tell her husband that she'd give birth to a child in the first year in a year's time. And Sarah thought she was alone and unseen when she was laughing in disbelief, but God had revealed to Abraham how she reacted. And Sarah tried denying it, but the exchange emphasizes that nothing, not even a weary laugh, is hidden from God. And we must know and all know and understand that nothing is hidden from God. Nothing we say, we do, He already know. And it says, in fact, it wasn't the first time Sarah had heard that promise. It said God had previously told her nearly a century old husband that she would give birth, and they would name the son, the boy, Isaac. It said Abraham, he fathered one child, Ishmael, with Sarah's Egyptian maid Hagar. But now God was saying that the son that would be born to Sarah in her old age would be a heir to an early promise that Abraham would be the father of great nations. It says Sarah did not disqualify herself from receiving miraculous blessings God promised, in which mysterious visitors had described with such clarity. It said God's plans were far greater than her very understandable doubts. And after Sarah's lifetime of infidelity, her pregnancy would drive home an important lesson. Our supernatural God isn't limited by what we label as impossible, and that's what we have to know and understand. Just because we don't believe in what God say He can do, it doesn't mean you're gonna deny Him from doing what He wants to do. That doubt does not matter to God. He's gonna do the impossible when it seems like it shouldn't be done. And I saw on today, I just wanted to encourage someone. God can do the impossible when it doesn't seem like it can be done. He's not gonna hold it against you just because you have that doubt. So today I want to encourage you, keep your head up, keep going, keep giving God the glory, the honor, and the praises. Keep letting Him work in His mysterious ways, knowing that He has you no matter what goes on. God bless. Have a great day, a great weekend ahead.